Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. We are talking about having communion with the triune God, and to do this we have fallen under the instruction and the conviction of the Puritan John Owen and his work with the title Communion with God. And thus far we have learned that by communion or fellowship with God, Owen means the mutual exchange of spiritual benefits between God and his people based on the bond between us and Christ. And this communion exists between us Christians and the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Trinity is the doctrine that God is one and yet exists eternally in these three persons. Furthermore, Owen learned from Augustine that communion with God is the enjoyment and the delight in the triune God. Both of these men, our much older brothers in the faith, enjoyed their communion with God, who is Father, Son, and Spirit. And we want to learn how to do the same. As J.I. Packer puts it, communion with God is a relationship in which Christians receive love from and respond in love to all three persons of the Trinity. Let me say that again. Communion with God is a relationship in which Christians receive love from and respond in love to all three persons of the Trinity. Wow. I desire this, and I hope you do too. Now, before we look into our relationship to each member of the Trinity, how God relates to us, and how we relate to Him as Father, and as Son, and as Holy Spirit, we have to be careful about something. We have to make certain that we uphold the unity of the Godhead. Let me quote again from our guides to Owen, Joel Beakey and Mark Jones, as they write, "Owen carefully guarded the unity of the Godhead by clarifying that distinct communion is not exclusive communion with any one person, but communion primarily appropriated by that person according to his distinct property and role." So by person, we mean that God the Father is one person in the Trinity. God the Son is one person in the Trinity. God the Holy Spirit is one person in the Trinity. By person, we do not mean a person like you and I are persons. Person is simply the best word we persons have to describe each one of these when we talk about the Trinity with our very limited vocabulary and knowledge. Think of what Owen says this way. When I am enjoying sweet fellowship with God the Father, while He is my focus, always, at the same time, simultaneously, because of the nature of God, because God is one, I am still in fellowship likewise with the Son and with the Spirit. I am never in exclusive fellowship with the Father, even though in that instant I am enjoying what the Father distinctly offers me according to His role. Or, when in prayer, you are focusing on God the Son, who is Jesus Christ. You are enjoying what the Son distinctly offers you according to His role within the Trinity. You are not in exclusive fellowship with Jesus only because Jesus is God and God is one. And when any of us are enjoying sweet union with the Holy Spirit, we benefit from what He distinctly offers us according to the Spirit's role in the Trinity, but we cannot separate Him out from the Father and the Son because the Holy Spirit is God and God is one. Do you see what I mean? When we get God, we get all of God always. Should your mind be in a bit of a twist at this point, two thoughts. One, no one is blaming you. What feeble-minded human is up to the task of easily comprehending the Trinity? None. Two, do not turn to another radio station or stop this podcast. Hold on. We are about to focus on each member of the Trinity one by one. And that will help you grasp what is now being said. The point I want to make here is that be careful. God is one. Guard the unity of the Godhead in your thinking, in your theology, and in your own heart. At the same time, do not be afraid of relating to each person of the Trinity. Do relate to each one in a distinctly personal way. To those of us struggling in our prayer life, this can be transformational for us. Those of us enjoying great fruitfulness in our prayer life, this can likewise encourage us and continue to help us grow. This teaching is practical and applicable to our lives. In prayer, in meaningful, biblical, thoughtful meditation before God, we want to focus on all three persons. And we can continue to learn from John Owen, who experienced the three persons as such. Let's begin with his text, which is also ours, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. Listen to how the Apostle Paul signs off in his second letter to the church at Corinth. This is 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Therein Paul writes of the Trinity in his blessing upon those who read his letter then and now. He begins with the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and then God, meaning the Father, and then the Holy Spirit. There is the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, the three in one. This is the final verse in 2 Corinthians, and what a way to end. This tells us that Paul himself enjoyed communion with each person in the Trinity when he prayed and when he wrote what is now Scripture. Picking up on this verse, John Owen reflects, communion with the Father is love. Communion with the Son is grace. And communion with the Holy Spirit is comfort. So that in our own prayer with the Father, we experience love. With the Son, grace. And with the Spirit, comfort. See, I told you this was practical and very, very helpful. We begin with God the Father, and in communion with the Father, we receive love. We believers enjoy God's love freely, undeservedly, and eternally. Where do we find this in the Scripture? In several texts, actually. For example, in 1 John chapter 4 and verses 8 and 16, the Apostle tells us this, God is love. Now that is quite a statement. God is love. Of course, as we read all of Scripture, it is obvious that God is more than love. God has many attributes, of which one is love. God is more than love, but he is not less than love. In the core of his being, true to the nature and character of who he is, God is love. As the time came for my wife and I to be married, it was very important to both of us that we acknowledge, honor, respect, and worship our Heavenly Father as part of our wedding and associated festivities. We love him, and we have many friends and family who would be with us on that special occasion who do not love God. And so there were various ways in which we testified publicly to who God is. But there is something we did that was done quietly and privately that no one knew about. although I am about to tell you about this. When it came time to buy wedding rings, we directed the jeweler to do this. On the inside of each of our wedding bands, we had these words engraved: God is love. If you look down at my wedding ring today, you would not know that on the inside, on the underside of the ring, closest to the skin on my finger, are engraved the words from 1 John 4, God is love. Same for my wife. Why did we have the rings engraved as such? There were several reasons, but one of the primary reasons was, is this. We wanted to be reminded every day that God, our Heavenly Father, loves us. He loves us as individuals, and He loves us together as one flesh. The primary reason that I love my wife and my wife loves me is because Father God first loved us. Without His love, we would not, and we cannot love one another, at least not with the highest and purest form of love, God's love. Twice in 1 John chapter 4, we read, God is love. Because, well, God is love. And this love comes pouring forth from the heart of God the Father. And next time we will look at a couple of other scripture verses that reveal God as one who loves deeply, thoroughly, wholeheartedly. But as we soon come to a close, I want to invite you, in your times of prayer this day and this night, commune with God the Father, who is love. Focus on this first person of the Trinity and receive His love for you. Do so, and then join us again next time as we continue to discover who this God of love is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.